Thank you, Francis. I'll now hand over to Jane, who will introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
We will go outdoors for our last four stories. A historic nature site is closing, and it's time for anglers to take their tackle home. Anaal Lechwe is coming to Lowestoft, and a team from the Nancy Oldfield Trust are embarking on a Seven Rivers cruise and staying in the Broads. Tim will start with news of the site closure.
Tasborough enclosure, a walking field just south of Norwich, which was once an ancient earthworks, has been temporarily closed by the Norfolk Archaeological Trust. NAT oversees several archaeologically important sites around the county, including Caister Roman Town and Burr Castle, which are open to visitors year-round. But the Trust has said enough is enough after discovering dog walkers are not obeying its rules. When Trust staff visited the site briefly this morning, we counted 8 dogs off leads and 2 on leads. This puts the public, the wildlife and the sheep at risk. The site will reopen after a month and dog walkers who keep their pets on leads will be welcomed back.
Anglers in Norfolk have been warned to reel in their lines as fishing in certain places is now temporarily illegal. The coarse fishing season for open waters in and around the county is closed, meaning it is against the law to catch fish in rivers, streams, drains, the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads, and some canals and still waters until June the 15th. This is to allow many species of a fish to breed without being caught and to keep numbers healthy under a 1975 law. The maximum penalty for people caught fishing before the restriction is lifted is £50,000, and police will be on patrol to catch lawbreakers. Despite this, many private waters and fishing lakes have their own rules, so anglers are advised to check local rules before fishing anywhere. Notices will be on display in key fishing areas to remind people of the law.
The UK's last remaining female of one of the world's most endangered deer breeds is moving to a Suffolk zoo in a new effort to save the species from extinction. Africa Alive, near Lowestoft, will welcome the country's only female Nile lechwe to its collection next week as part of a new breeding programme. One of the most endangered species in the world, Nile lechwe is a type of antelope native to southern Sudan and southwestern Ethiopia. There are only around 32,000 left in the world, according to the IUCN Red List. Africa Alive already has one of the rare deer, a male, and it's hoped that the two will hit it off enough to kickstart a successful captive breeding program. Ed Pope, the founder of Watatunga Wildlife Reserve, which is currently housing the female Nile lechwe, said the transfer showcases the critical importance of collaborative efforts in conservation, with Watatunga's diverse habitat having served as a nurturing ground for numerous species, often acting as a transitional home for animals prior to being required for breeding programs to boost the genetics of different collections. Visitors to Africa Alive can expect to see the new edition from Easter.
A team from Neatishead is planning a voyage to navigate all 7 rivers of the Norfolk Broads. The challenge is being organised by boating charity, the Nancy Oldfield Trust. A team from the Trust is planning an 11-day trip later this year that will see them travel 166 miles in two boats along all seven rivers, taking in 20 different locations. The expedition is designed to raise the profile of the charity, which provides boating opportunities for disabled and disadvantaged individuals, families and carers, and to celebrate its 40th anniversary. In total, 51 people are expected to take part. The trip starts in Beccles on the May the 8th and is due to finish back at the Trust's headquarters near Barton Broad on May the 18th. During the tour, the boats will stop at several locations, including Alton Broad and St Olaf's on the Waveney, Cantley and Coldham Hall on the Yare, Norwich on the Wensum, Loddon on the Chet, Horning and Wroxham on the Bure, Potterheim and West Somerton on the Thurne, and Ludden Bridge on the Ant.